fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, yeah. I want more of you.
Listen to those words. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. I wonder, as we sing this, do we really understand what's being said? We're saying a prayer to God. We want closeness to God. We want more of God. And this morning, I want to tell you the key to that. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the key to a vibrant, powerful, successful relationship with God. It's the key to overcoming. We keep trying to make this Christian life work, make this relationship with God work. It's the Holy Spirit. That's how it happens. So today, as you're seated, we're actually going to come back to this in a minute. This whole service is just going to be a little bit different, but go ahead and be seated right now. And later, we're going to take communion. The guys are going to sit down for just a minute, just because I'm afraid they'll distract you if they stay up here, because they'll be wiggling around and stuff. Do you think they'll wiggle around? Or maybe they're so good looking that it's going to distract the single women. That could happen. We should, like, put a picture of them in the program or on the website, and then people might, I don't know, church growth plan. So the Holy Spirit, the importance of this is why we've been spending the last 4 weeks talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is literally the key to making this whole thing work. 7 years ago, next month, we were pastors in Michigan, interim pastors, actually, to an amazing group of people, an awesome group of people. I'm going to trip on this, and it's going to be really bad. So, and when we went to leave, we left there to actually come here to start this church. So Grace Hill started about 6 years ago, but we left there 7 years ago to start working on planting this church. And the head of the prayer team gave us this key. As a symbol of the power that Jesus has given us to open the door to opportunities. And that's the same with the Holy Spirit. It is the key for successful Christian living. It's the key to a vibrant and powerful relationship with God. So I want to talk for just a minute about how that all works. So when we receive Jesus into our heart, we ask him as our personal Savior. We receive the Holy Spirit at that time. Listen to what it says in John 20, 21. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, this experience was before what was later recorded in the Bible in Acts, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit. See, if we have Jesus in our hearts, the Holy Spirit is residing within us. However, the problem is we need to activate it. We need to tap into that power. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to take control. I think of it like this. So I wear these glasses on my head, right? Well, they're great, you know. They have power on my head, but they're not really of any true use to me until I actually pull them down and put them on my eyes. And if I did that, I really wouldn't have to have these notes in 25-point times Roman, but we don't want to talk about that. So when I use them, it activates their power. And what's funny is I can see more clearly. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit kind of does for us. He helps us to see more clearly. Now, why don't I pull them down sometimes? Well, sometimes I forget. You know, I forget I can't see. And it's true. And, you know, or maybe I'm in denial. Or the second thing is, and I tried to think of a whole different way to say this, but the truth is pride. I don't want the help of the glasses. I want to be able to do it myself. I just want to. And I think we're the same way with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we forget he's there, and so we don't ask for his help. Sometimes we're just being prideful, and we want to do it ourselves. Look at Romans 8, 6. The mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Don't you want that kind of mind filled with life and peace? 8:26 says this, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. So how do we really activate the Holy Spirit? Well, last week, Pastor talked to us about making room. And really, that's what it's all about, is we have to make room for the Holy Spirit. And we just want to say to Jesus, have control. You can have control of my life, of my thoughts. In a few minutes, we're going to take communion. And my hope is that during that time, you'll pause and allow the Holy Spirit to just fill you up, speak to you and guide you and take control. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about one more aspect of the Holy Spirit. And I believe it's an aspect that's actually going to be really helpful during our communion time. So let's look at John 14, 26. And this particular verse is kind of our verse for the day. This is our launching point. John 14, 26. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, so he's calling the Holy Spirit a counselor. The counselor, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said. So with this closing topic today, and there's a whole lot of other things that we could say about the Holy Spirit, but this was just the final thing we wanted to talk about in this series. I have to be honest with you and tell you, I was really, last week when Pastor said, would you close out the series? Would you do this one? I found myself very overwhelmed by that. Because normally when I speak to you a couple of times a year, we pick like one passage of scripture and I just teach you right through that thing. And I just love that. And I like to take the scripture and tear it apart. But this is kind of different because we're talking about an experience. And so I got real stressed and real nervous. And really, I didn't come up with any ideas. Instead, I just stood there worrying about things. Do you guys ever do that? So I really accomplished nothing but just stressing myself out. And as I was stressing out about it, all of a sudden, I just felt this, why are you stressing out? This isn't in your wisdom. You don't know anything. It's my knowledge and my wisdom. And all of a sudden, I felt this overwhelming peace and humor because I thought, just when Pastor asked me to talk about the Holy Spirit being our reminder, the Holy Spirit reminded me that I'm not in charge of this. He is. And so that is the beautiful thing. We're going to talk about this aspect of the Holy Spirit. And honestly, I think this aspect is one that I find the most useful on an everyday basis, something that I need all the time. So the Holy Spirit, our first point is the Holy Spirit is our divine reminder. I guess your first point was the Holy Spirit is key, but that's extra. This is the first point of today's purpose on him as reminder. Let's read John 14 again and see what it says. He says, the Holy Spirit, he's going to teach you things and he's going to remind you of everything that Jesus said. Are some of you forgetful? Anybody? You should laugh. Okay. Anybody's husband forgetful? I'm not real forgetful, but as time has progressed, I've gotten more forgetful. Maybe I have more going on. I don't know. But my sweet daddy, who I think we have a picture of, he's getting super forgetful. That's my dad with the three girls at Christmas. And So he has a hard time remembering recent things. So we can tell him, you know, Dad, you got to go take your bath now, or you need to take your pill. And he'll start that way. And then he'll be like, oh, what? What were we doing again? I mean, literally that quick. So the girls and I, and of course my mom, have become professional reminders, constantly reminding him of what he needs to do next. Now for my dad, this is going to be kind of a progressive thing that's just going to get worse and worse. But I can't think about how spiritually we sort of do the same thing. We hear from God, we know what we need to do, and then we start walking and we forget. And as time goes on, we forget more and more and more, to the point that we're not remembering anything that God spoke to us. So sometimes spiritual growth is less about what I learned and more about what I remember. Because the thing is, if I don't put into action what I've learned, the information is useless to me. And it might even be to my detriment, because if I know I should be doing, but I'm not doing, then I'm accountable for that, right? So here's the beauty of the Holy Spirit, though. Something I just love about the Holy Spirit is that it is God reminding you of the right thing at the right time. The Holy Spirit knows the right time to tell you the right thing. I don't know how many of you see a professional counselor. I'm a little bit too much of a tightwad to see one like on a regular basis. I really am a tightwad. I mean, it's a condition. But anyway, so I have this person that I use as my counselor. I was her counselor and am still her counselor for probably 20 years. And so the last 8 years, she's been mine. So when I go to see her, and I tell her the problems and the situations, you know what? She doesn't usually tell me something I don't know. Instead, she usually reminds me of what I already know to be true. Sometimes she reminds me of how God helped me in a similar circumstance in years before. And then she encourages me to move forward. Same thing from her. When she's telling me about this difficulty or this problem with this relationship, I find that I don't dig something new out of Scripture. She knows it, but I remind her about it. And I remind her how faithful God has been in the past. And that is exactly what the Holy Spirit does for us. I think that's why Jesus referred to him as our counselor. Our counselor who is going to remind us of the things that Jesus spoke to us. So the exact same thing, the Holy Spirit desires to put these things forward in your life and have them in your mind. I kind of think of it this way. Now, I hope this illustration isn't confusing, because I thought it makes a lot of sense to me. So I'm a mom, and that's a whole lot of what I do these days. Well, if I was God and a mom, like I had a godness in my momness, then I would really like this part of God. So come here, Mally. So I'm Mally's mom, and she's like way too tall these days. And even she looks mature, I thought. I didn't like it. Anyway, so I'm Mally's mom, and I teach Mally. She's at home with me, and I'm teaching her all these good things and building her knowledge up. I'm encouraging her. I'm telling her what amazing girl she is and how she's going to accomplish great things. And then something happens. She has to go to school. And she goes to school. I think we have a picture of the girls going to school when they were young. And I'm here, and she's at school. How cute is that? Is that too cute? So she's over there. She's not with me. She's at school. But if I was God, watch this, I could be with her. See? That's what the Holy Spirit does. It's God with us. And so when she's working on the test and she gets panicky and stressed out, it's okay, Mally. You got this. You know this information. When some nasty boy goes, hey, cutie pie. Oh, not him. No, he's gross, you know. Right. That would work out good, wouldn't it? That would work out really good. Thank you, Mally. So that's what God does for us. He is still with us in our circumstance. Wouldn't that be a great mom God power? I mean, I'd be there no matter what. Or like when Madison's driving, I could be like, oh, there's a car coming. Slow down. You're not going the speed limit. Okay, that might be a little overkill. She might not like that. She would try not to activate me, wouldn't she? I just came up with that one. Yeah. So today, I want us to ask the Holy Spirit to set some reminders in our soul. I think there are two things that we really need to be constantly reminded of. And the first thing is, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to remind us of all the good things God has done for us. Listen to Psalms 103. This is David. He's saying, "Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." What are his benefits? Look further. He forgives all your sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things. We have a lot that we can be reminded of. But sometimes when things are difficult, things aren't going our way, we have a hard time remembering how God has been good to us. We have a hard time remembering those benefits. Or what about all the times that God has protected our path, redirected us, and we never even knew that he was watching out for us? We didn't recognize it. You know, sometimes things happen and I realize I'm just going about my merry way, and then it dawns on me, wait a minute, God just orchestrated that for me. He just directed me. He just gave me favor. That's what he wants to do all the time. And then the second thing is, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to remind us who we are in Christ Jesus. See, if you have received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you actually are standing on a whole pile of promises. And you are a new person. Look, Ephesians 1:1, it says, "I am faithful. I am confident." 2 Timothy, "I do not have a spirit of fear, but I have love, power, and sound mind. I am blessed. I am holy. I am forgiven. I have purpose. I have hope. I am a saint. I have peace. I'm not alone." This list goes on and on. In fact, when Pastor read over my notes, he was like, "Are you going to say all those?" Because I had like 200 on here. And I mean, I knew that that was a lot and I wasn't going to read them all. But it's amazing. We need the Holy Spirit to remind us of these powerful things. You are more than a conqueror. You are overcoming. You are Christ's friend. Remember those things. Now, I want to flip it for just a second, because I think that we often struggle with this. And that's that I want to tell you a couple of things the Holy Spirit does not remind us of. Sometimes we hear that voice in our head and maybe we think that's the Holy Spirit when really it's not. If you're being reminded of past sins or past mistakes, that is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not remind us of past sin. In fact, Isaiah 43:25 says this, "I am he who blots out your transgressions. I will not remember your sin." God has chosen not to remember our sin. It's not because he's forgetful. It's because he's chosen to put that behind us. And so if we are dwelling on that, if we are hearing that in our head, that is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there to encourage you, to push you forward, to lift you up, not to draw you back. As we talk about this second thing, Forrest and the band and the elders, I want them to go ahead and come up. The Holy Spirit does not condemn us. And Pastor talked a little bit about this last week, but this is very important. If you are feeling condemnation, that is not the Holy Spirit, and that is not the same as conviction. Conviction reminds us of our righteousness and leads us to repentance. God has chosen you. The Holy Spirit is reminding us what you're doing. This is not you. This is not who you are. You are forgiven. You are not this person. And you know what it does? It makes us want to go closer to God. Condemnation puts us down, puts us away from God. But the Holy Spirit is there to convict us and draw us. So you see, the Holy Spirit is our divine reminder. And this morning, as we take communion, I want to use this opportunity to make room. We talk about making room, but sometimes it's hard to actually make that happen. And so today, in service, we're going to give a little time for that. And as we do that, ask the Holy Spirit to remind you. And I think that the Holy Spirit is going to remind some of you of things that you have long forgotten. Maybe stir up some promises that you were holding on to in the past that you've just slowly walked away from. So as Kevin starts leading us in worship, I just want to pray and let's prepare our hearts to receive. Father, we just pause. We invite you into this place. Holy Spirit, be activated in our souls. Remind us who we are in Christ. Remind us of the divine promises. In these next few minutes, take control of our heart and of our minds. As we sing this song, feel free to stand to your feet, and when you're ready, step out of the outside aisles. The usher is going to serve you communion, and then come in through the inside aisles and just pause for a moment as you stand there and just enjoy. You don't necessarily need to sing along, but go ahead and stand to your feet. And when you're ready, step out and get communion.
There's no place I'd rather be. There's no a town in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want